How can you help create a workplace where you want to work? Your Workplace is on a mission to make work better. It's a Canadian multimedia company that delivers cutting-edge information on managing wellness and work culture through an award-winning magazine and events. This interview was recorded at the Imagine Your Workplace 2019 conference. It was held at the gorgeous Toronto Botanical Gardens. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of career professionals at CareerCycles.com and co-founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz. If the world these days is volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, also known as VUCA, how do you lead yourself and others? Rob Elkington is president of Global Leadership Initiatives. He tells us about the antidote to VUCA, VUCA Prime, where V is for vision. Rob Elkington, welcome to Career Buzz.
Thanks so much, Mark. Great to be here.
What do you like about your career these days?
Yeah, so Global Leadership Initiatives exist to develop excellence in leadership globally. And for us, that's a very transformational statement. I get really excited about the impact that helping people grow into excellent leaders has upon the world around us. So for me, it's a very exciting time of life.
And what are all the things you're doing? Now, you were here speaking at this Your Workplace conference, or you're a public speaker. What are all the hats that you wear?
Yes, so we've published two books that are sold globally. We also have three university certificates, one in visionary leadership, one in police leadership, and we have a police service right now using that certificate to train their officers, and three other services around the world that are looking at it and going to be using it. We also have a university certificate in coaching for performance and mentorship that's fully online. And then we do a lot of workshops. We do a lot of virtual coaching. We have many components to our organization and to me personally.
What's one or two skills that you draw on regularly to be successful in your career?
Absolutely. So I think the first is knowing people. I think we have to really believe that people are our greatest asset, and really understanding that people are passionate, not driven. For me, that's been a skill I've had to really focus on and come to terms with. So building relationships for me is paramount. I'd rather get to know you first before I even get to know what you do.
Nice. Here you're doing this really interesting work and you get to stand up on stages like the one I just heard you at. What's a turning point that you can share with listeners that brought you to this moment in your career?
I think for me, you know, oftentimes there are those pivotal moments in our lives, those kind of serendipitous moments. And for me, it was a colleague who was going on vacation and asked me to stand in to teach his leadership course. And I was unbelievably nervous about that, but also incredibly excited. I've always believed that leadership, you know, is paramount and pivotal to the success of countries and organizations. And so for me, that was a turning point. I took it on. I was novice. I was green. I tried many new things in that process, and I've never looked back.
Nice. My guest today is Rob Elkington. He's president and CEO of Global Leadership Initiatives. I'm Mark Franklin, host of Career Buzz. So Rob, your topic was really interesting. Visionary leadership in a turbulent world, thriving in the new VUCA context. All right, if listeners aren't familiar with the VUCA context, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so it's a term that was coined by the American military in the 1990s. We've co-opted it to the business world. And VUCA basically stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And of course, that is very evident in our world today. We're very interconnected. There's a great deal of volatility. Uncertainty abounds. Complexity in decision making and the difficulties of making good decisions in this complex environment. And then ambiguity, really struggling many times in a systems approach and understanding that every decision we make has impact. In the ambiguity is to understand what is the best decision in this context.
I appreciated that ambiguity one that you were talking about, and the fuzziness now between right and wrong and the ethical decisions we're all faced with. You know, just to pick up on one of those, the A of VUCA, what's an example of that?
In terms of ambiguity, yeah. I would say SNC-Lavalin would be a great example, although there are so many, where a Canadian-based company working outside of its borders had to deal with the ambiguity of then bribing officials in other countries to secure contracts. It's standard operating procedure there, but it's illegal here. And so how does one balance that tension?
Carefully, and sometimes not so elegantly.
Yes.
So now you have a way of shifting from VUCA, from this volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world that we're in, and you have an antidote almost to it. And I'd like to talk a bit about that antidote, especially from the point of view of leadership and self-leadership first, to think about how can we use this VUCA and the antidote to help us. So what is the antidote to VUCA?
Sure, Mark. So that's a great question. The antidote to VUCA is situated as VUCA Prime, which stands for vision to replace volatility, understanding to replace uncertainty, clarity to replace complexity, and agility to replace ambiguity. And if you want me to talk through each of those just very briefly, I'm happy to do that.
And especially how it relates now. If I'm a listener in an organization, maybe I'm an individual contributor, maybe I'm a new supervisor or manager.
Yeah.
You know, if we just think about it in the context of my day-to-day reality in the workplace, how does VUCA Prime now affect people?
Absolutely. So I think as a supervisor or even as an individual in a workplace, one of the things you want to be really clear on is what is the vision of this organization? How is the world going to be different because this organization has existed? And does my personal vision and values align with the vision and values of this organization? So I think that's the first thing. Drilling down on that, of course, is we need to be really clear on what our personal vision is. And I think a lot of times we as individuals haven't really taken the time to sit down and reflect on what do we want to accomplish with this life that we have? How can we make a difference? And actually to sit down and create a picture of a desired future state in our own lives and how that then overlays on the organization for which we're working or with which we're working, and how we might, in our personal vision, support the vision of the organization.
Nice. Hard to do. I've been working with people on that very thing. We call it a clarification statement.
Yes.
Writing it down, though, right?
Yes.
Writing it down is a really important thing. It's floating around in your head, and how do I want to make a difference in the world? Writing it down and then sharing it with another gives you a sense of ownership. So that's vision. What about understanding?
Understanding is the capacity to stop, to look and to listen to the characteristics of play. Wall Street Journal in 2015 wrote an article bemoaning the ethical missteps of CEOs because they do not have enough time to sit and reflect on who they really are in terms of the context in which they work. And so one of the things in understanding that we really try to develop and help people with is the idea of leveraging big data or research, if you're not into big data, but certainly taking the time to research and then also deploy critical thinking in the moment to really get a handle on what is going on in this moment. And there's a lot more to say about that, but basically, is what I think is happening really happening?
Shifting from complexity to clarity, how do we apply clarity in our daily work?
Yes, so clarity relates to, once I have the understanding, how well do I communicate with clarity my understanding to those with whom I'm working? And whenever I conduct workshops, I always give the people the example of Donald Trump, who was very clear. So when you think of the election, I say to people, what was Trump's slogan? Let's make America great again. What does that mean? No one has the faintest idea of what that means, but it was really clear. I then asked people to tell me, what was Hillary's slogan? And nobody can. There was very little clarity. So clarity in these days of tremendous complexity is vitally important. Once I gain the understanding and I know, in terms of our vision, I understand what's going on here and this is where we need to go, how clearly am I communicating and articulating and modeling that to those with whom I work?
And finally, taking the clarity and moving it into not ambiguity, but agility.
Yes. So agility arises, strangely and almost counterintuitively, from collaborative decision making. And that's where we need to get the best people in the room. And of course, we see this in the case studies, for instance, of JF Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs fiasco and other situations where he made a bad decision, realized his decision making process wasn't good, and then moved to this idea of collaborative decision making. And there's a great tool called the Vroom-Jago decision-making model, which helps us to determine when I should make a decision on my own and when I should bring others into the room, and then how to leverage their expertise so that we can react with agility to the ambiguity that we're facing.
Nice. Is that a resource listeners can just search on the internet?
Absolutely.
What's it called again?
The Vroom-Jago decision-making model.
Got it. And for the agility there, just thinking about career management and how people manage their careers for the future, right? All of these are really important: vision, understanding, clarity. If we just think about that agility and the ability to pivot as required, you might have a vision, I'm going to go from step A to B to C, but then things change, right? So how do we apply agility in our own career management?
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal question. With the students I work with, I highlight for them the absolute imperative of building strong networks. And ensuring that they're well connected to meaningful mentors, to meaningful coaches, so that as they want to pivot, as they need to make that change, they're not doing it in a vacuum, and they have relational ties with people who can connect them, support them, and help them to move through that change.
Nice. Rob, you've taken us on a bit of a journey here. If I come back to the personal last question, you told us a bit about your own career story and that serendipitous moment. What's one thing you've learned from your own story about making good choices, good career and life choices? One thing you can share with listeners?
Absolutely. I think the big thing that I've learned is, to quote Richard Branson, if somebody asks you to do something, say yes, and then figure out how to do it. We have this tremendous challenge in our lives sometimes of the imposter syndrome. And really, if people see something in us that they believe we can do, we ought to try it. The worst we can do is do a bad job. It's still worth doing, and we always learn from every situation.
Great advice, Rob Elkington. Thanks so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's been great.
You've been listening to Imagine Your Workplace 2019 conference interviews here on Career Buzz, Canada's unique radio conversation that empowers lives, enriches careers, and energizes organizations. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. You can find out more about me at careercycles.com and onelifetools.com. If you have any comments on today's interview, please email me. It's Mark with a K at careercycles.com. Technical production today was by Kat Klippenstein. Catch Career Buzz every Wednesday at 11 a.m. till noon Eastern Time on CIUT 89.5 FM in the Greater Toronto Area or CIUT.FM worldwide. Go to careercycles.com and click podcast. I'm Mark Franklin. Thank you for listening to Career Buzz.